Dear God, in the wondrous name of your Son Jesus, we do say thank you. Thank you for drawing us here this morning. Thank you for being so present. Thank you for your wondrous Holy Spirit. God, let us know that you live today. Lord, help us to allow you to live more in our lives. God, if there be ones here today, any of us that are just withholding, dear God, help us to open up to you. Oh God, the bountiful beauty, the increase that you're ready to give each and every one of your children. I don't care how long it's been. Today is the day. Lord, help us to be full today. God, help us to take what you want us to have this morning. Glory to your wondrous name. Lord, how you love us. How you love us. Praise God. Help us to be a people of thanks and great gratitude for that wondrous love that you have for each and every individual here. Now, Lord, as we go into this time of worshiping you and your word, allow us to have hearts that are open to it. God, increase the love by the Holy Spirit. Just shed it abroad in our lives. Help us to magnify your Son. Help us to just get out of the way and completely magnify your Son. And in that we say thank you. Allow your Holy Spirit to anoint. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what a privilege it is, brothers and sisters, that this day, if you think about it, that we can come together and we can fellowship with saints of the like most precious faith. What a privilege to think in this day, in this age where Christianity truly has gone. And however Christ is preached, I want you to know by His grace, I do rejoice. But to think that He has us with a vision in this day, believing the Word in the way that He has caused us to believe Him, not withholding, praise God, but going forward saying, Lord Jesus, all by grace and grace alone I will go. And I think about it too, the much the more as we see that day approaching. And what a day it's going to be. The day the Lord's day begins. The day, praise God, when that first trump shall sound. And we shall be caught up together with Him in the air, ever to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. What a time that we live in. How wondrous, brothers and sisters. Surrounded and enjoined by the grace of God with brothers and sisters that are looking and loving the appearing of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. And if the Lord tarry, I think, what a day it'll be to gather up today, up there at camp, if He does tarry. What a gathering it'll be, and I praise God that He'll be in it, and we'll have a wondrous time at the camp. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, last week, we rejoiced in our unity in Him. And praise God, we rejoiced. I'm so grateful to God that He gives us the evidence, and I mean the absolute evidence, that someday the rocks are going to cry out. They're going to. Hallelujah. These bricks, I tell you, I think I had a glimpse of a few of them over there crying out. It was wonderful to God. But I want you to know, again, that that same Spirit is here, brothers and sisters. It's here by the grace of God because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And however He's going to show Himself mighty, and sometimes He just does it in great stillness. Sometimes He does rent the rocks in two. Sometimes He parts the sea. Sometimes it's so wonderful, it's just a little widow woman walking through a line and she gave more than they all. Let's just be about God's business and understand it's Him that is doing the work. But I think about how I had a brother say, just to think that you can rejoice. And he said, and I rejoice too with you. That you said, the Scripture tells us that God forbid we would ever set out in our own selfish flesh and try somehow in our own minds, in our own ways, to justify our actions of dividing the house of God. That's the truth. I hope we can rejoice in the truth. I'm thankful to God that we can rejoice in Him. And you know what? We found out there's no way that we can justify it. Because so simply in Him, there are no divisions, brothers and sisters. There's none at all. In Him, the Word tells us, and we rejoice, that we are compacted and we are perfectly fit. As the Word of God goes on to tell us, we are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And praise God, it was in that urging. And I'm talking about the urging to stand. That's the urging, hallelujah, is to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Now, you say that to some folks and they say, oh man, you're getting a little haughty. You know, you're getting a little bit too much for me. Let me tell you something. I'm going to let Him do the work. And if He's told me that this can be in my life, God forbid that I would deny Him to build that perfect, complete will of God in my life. Don't you want it? Jesus Christ said He wants you to have that. He's praying for you to have that. He has given every provision for us to allow to be living in that wonderful, wonderful promise of living in His complete and perfect will. And brothers and sisters, don't you think it's about time? I think it's about time. God, help me not to waste any more time. I want to redeem that time. I want to live the beauty of the Lord in my life. I don't want it just on Sunday. I don't want it just when I'm around a certain group of people. I want to bring it in my house. I want it with me at work. I want it with me when I'm with my kids. Praise God, I want it every moment of my life. And God can empower us, brothers and sisters. Devil, don't you steal that joy. I don't want any idols in my life, brothers and sisters. By the grace of God, we got to get them out. Let Him do it. The only thing an idol will do eventually is it'll steal your joy. And that's what it'll do. And it could be anything. But praise the Lord, we have Him. And again, I say, rejoice. But it's in that urging, brothers and sisters, I believe that He's going to lead us deeper in this morning. And I want you to open up your Bibles with me to Psalm 133. That's Psalm 133, and we'll go ahead and read the whole thing, and it's a whopping 3 verses. But it's a wonderful psalm, and I think that we'll really rejoice in this today because He has given us this bread to feed upon. That's Psalm 133. Behold, take notice, pay attention, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, oh my, to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Now that's some good stuff, isn't it? How good. And how pleasant. I hope we're finding it good and pleasant today, brothers and sisters. I really do hope we do. I hope we're not coming in here to think it's something of duty that we come into church. I hope we know that it's our privilege to gather among His people. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in you by the grace of God that is growing up. Oh my, us brothers and sisters into the very likeness of Him. But it is in that. How good and how pleasant, it says, the Holy Spirit, His very anointing is upon us. And you cannot deny, as we read this, brothers and sisters, the call to unity. The call to unity. The call to peace. The call to harmony. A rejoicing, brothers and sisters, in letting brotherly love continue. But you know, God didn't stop there. He's challenging us. Yes, He is. He's challenging us this day. Because by the grace of God, we're running a race this day, right now, to win Him. And yea, the deep things of God, I believe, He continues to call out to my ear. He says, son, are you willing to go further? Oh, Lord, I thought I saw it all. And you know what? The next day I get up and I thought, man, I hadn't even seen a thing yet. Hallelujah with what you're showing me, Jesus. Thank God that, you know, you're causing me to be a vessel that can be humble to you. Lord, knowing as the brother prayed, it's your work. This is your church. It's your ministry. It's all yours. And the peace and the rest by the grace of God that I have coming up here. Brothers and sisters, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the grace of God. And it's wonderful. I'm thankful for His abundance, the power of His might, how He allows us to have it, brothers and sisters, how it can just flow forth from our life because of His undying love for us. But here's what He's saying. He's saying, son, I want to take you into the deep things. He's saying, listen to me. He's saying, look fully into my wondrous face. And He got my attention. And by the grace of God, I remembered somebody saying this so many years back, but it took a sweet sister to bring that remembrance to me this morning. It's all there in one sweet word in our text today. And it's in that word, dwell. I want you to look at that again. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That word, dwell, in the Hebrew, brothers and sisters, means to settle down in marriage. Look, I don't make this stuff up. Couldn't. This is the Word of God. It means to settle down in marriage. Let's read this. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to settle down together in marriage in unity. Do you see that this is something that's nothing short than the full bridal call, brothers and sisters? Do you even think that the Lord was dealing with David, praise God, in being an overcomer? But hallelujah, the God that saw us in ages past knew that we would need this message this day. And He had that dear brother to pen a psalm that said, I need these brothers and sisters, I need my family to understand this day at 1701 South Sherman that they need to settle down in marriage one with another. I don't see anybody leaving yet. Now come on. Amen. Amen. It's the Word of God. Right. Are we willing to accept it? Are we going to let things slip? Oh, God forbid. Help us to stand, withstand, and having done all to stand. Praise You, Jesus, for what You're giving us. But brothers and sisters, this is the very lover of our soul. This is the wondrous God, let me tell you something, that is a lover you just can't get away from. He keeps coming at us. I'm so grateful to God that He saw me in ages past, that as this brother was writing this, I know that the Lord saw me and saw my life, and I needed to understand what a privilege and what a precious life that He has given me. To love my brothers and sisters in Christ and to love them as He loves them. Brothers and sisters, this is the wondrous lover of our souls that always wears His heart on His sleeve. And He's coming at us and coming at us. This is the call to fervent love. This is the call to marital appreciation. Has anybody ever heard that? Marital appreciation. In this day and age, so sadly, it's the rarest thing we ever heard. I hope we're appreciative of our spouses this day. I appreciate that God has given me a spouse. I'm thankful to God that I have a spouse that loves Him. I'm hopeful to God that if there are those that are thinking about getting serious or having a spouse or something of that nature, first of all, give your heart away to Jesus. And then next, before you give your heart away to anybody else, make sure they gave their heart away to Jesus too. It'll save you a lot of heartache. A house divided against itself is going to fall. And to whom much has been given, and let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, I couldn't even tell God thank you enough for what He's given me. How He's protected my life. How He's kept His hand upon me. Yes, that God forbid in my wickedness in things and places that I would have gone, He so divinely stopped it and said, no, son, you're mine. And we're not going to go that way. And I love you so dearly. I'm a jealous lover. I heard one of our movie stars say, oh, well, how could you love a God that said He was jealous of you? Let me tell you something. I can say, hallelujah, that I've got a God that loves me like that. Amen. That's jealous. Hallelujah, that He loves me so. I like a God that's that attentive. I like to know that I am that special to Him. I love to know that I'm the very apple of His eye. I'm thankful to Him that someday He said, Son, I want to display you before all to make them know that I have loved you. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing short of His very best, brothers and sisters. That's what God has placed upon your life. Oh, that we would heed this call this morning. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, this is marital appreciation in the highest of calling. This is thanksgiving to God in the highest for the bridal union. Do you realize that we have and we are being called into this union now? The bride, the wife it is, hath made herself ready. She's operating right now by His grace as His wife. Oh my. You see, you couldn't do that, could you? I can't do that. It's got to be His work. It's got to be by grace and grace alone. Lord, Your Spirit even causes me to know how to worship, how to serve, how to rejoice. I'm so grateful to God. I'm so thankful that there's so many praying for the infilling of the Holy Spirit in the lives of whether it's the young and the old that need it. We all need it. We need that Comforter, that Spirit of truth to come and to be able to lead us into all truth. God made that provision in His Son. Praise His name. But we need that, brothers and sisters. We need that communion. But that we're praying right now, that ones would receive Him up at camp. Hallelujah! What a wondrous thing! This is the union that God has given us, that we would pray one for another and effectually pray. Do you want to see me finish that race with joy? Praise God, I hope you do. If there's anything that you could ever want for me or pray for me, God help that brother to finish with joy. I want you to finish with joy too. I want us to finish by His grace. I told you, I had that vision that one time, and I'm so thankful. You can call it corny, but I'm just so grateful to God. I don't remember which brother it was, but I was elbowing him and he was elbowing me, and we're saying, I told you so. I told you so. Praise God, we're home. Amen. It's real. Absolutely real. Praise God. But brothers and sisters, this is the highest of calling. The care, as it says here, one for another, as that of a spouse. Are you reading this? As that of a spouse. And not just any spouse. We're talking about the very wife of Jesus Christ. See, God hit me with this some years back. It's so easy to love the Lord, and it is. How couldn't you? All He's done, all He's doing. But that bride, she's the body from within that body. And He's the head, and she's a body. And He told me, He said, son, if you don't love that body as you love me, you're not dwelling together in marriage. We're not dwelling together as husband and wife. How can we say we love Him whom we have not seen when I don't love my brother whom I see? It's so simple, isn't it? It's so direct. God always is. We don't need to try to decipher that any other way than just what He's telling you. Allow my love to fully flow in your life. Brothers and sisters, I hope we're really realizing this. When He said the vocation wherewith we are called, it's the great vocation. It's the greatest calling there could ever be. It's the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful that it's the very God of very God that's calling us, brothers and sisters, in His wondrous only begotten Son. And it's the calling to His wife. Oh, yes, it is. But in that, it's got to be something beyond something we just whimsically talk about. What do you think of that? I've been there. I know it. The Lord proposed to my life when I was 17. I'm so grateful to God that there was a wooing and a faithful lover. But there were many times of my life, it was something that was just a whimsical speech. Please pay attention. It has to be more than that. It has to be more than something when I just get around those that actually believe it. Oh, I can talk the talk too. Oh, brother, I know it. I can tell you the story. I can tell you that the four living ones are the bride. I can tell you that the bride is going to be a body out from among the saints. I can tell you that she's going to rule and reign with Him. I can tell you, I can tell you, I can tell you. It's got to be something more than I'm just reciting. Amen. Is it your life? Is it your song? Don't you want to be a true worshiper? Oh, I want to be a true worshiper. I want to draw nigh to Him every day in fervent love. And I want to kiss you, Jesus. I want to kiss your face. You're here for me to kiss your face every day. There may not be anybody for me to kiss this day, but you're always there. You're always saying, Son, come unto me. I know what is heavy on your life. I know that you can't bear that. I gave it to you personally, specifically, so you would come unto me to find that strength. Oh, God, help us when we are going to realize that He loves us so. That these are the before ordained good works that you should walk in them. Oh, God, what a precious path to you, to your Son. Oh, God, help us that this wouldn't be something we just recite. Oh, my. The witness that has been around my life, and in that I can say your life, that Christ liveth in me was not something that was just a ho-hum thing. That He gave His very life for me to have it. That He left the wondrous splendor in heaven joyfully and willingly and lovingly. And He would have done it just for me. He would have done it just for you if you were the only one. God, help us to be thankful. God, help us to be grateful. Every one of us here today. The love of God was sent to you, and you, and you, and you, and me. Brothers and sisters, this is the walk. Oh yes. The walk of faith by grace. And it's got a name. It's called the ready walk. Oh yeah, it is. You walk in the ready walk? Oh, hallelujah. A walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. Not a walk merely of good and acceptable, brothers and sisters, but of God's very best. God's very best. The perfect will of God. A walk ready to depart here at any moment. How about a walk that's ready to stride right into glory? How about a walk, brothers and sisters, that Christ lives in me and He is the hope of glory? How about a ready walk of the Lamb's wife, who hath made herself ready for glory? How about taking her place now, living moment by moment, as if He is coming today to catch us into glory? Hallelujah. Okay. I remember Brother Hill telling us, as that preacher spoke, all them folks were so excited in the Lord. And they were rejoicing. And he was talking about how the Lord is coming. And praise be to God. And oh, how the Lord just hit so mightily upon him. But there was one man in the back. And he didn't seem real excited. And after the message was through, that pastor went on back and he talked to him. He said, the glory of the Lord was so present, so evident. Don't you want to see him? He said, yeah, but brother, I thought you were going to get a crowd going tonight. Now, we can chuckle about that. But are you ready to go today? Anything holding us down? I hope not. I got to lay aside every weight. I told you, I fly an airplane. I got to do a weight and balance. I got it too heavy, it's not going to fly very well. I got it real heavy and it's not going to fly at all. Sometimes I even got to take stuff out of there. I got to lighten the load. Brothers and sisters, we got to lighten the load. Amen. We got to give it to Him. Jesus is ready to come. He could yet come today. I know we've heard it for many years. But I'm so grateful to God, and I know it's God's faithfulness. But we have a brother that writes those wonderful signposts. And I glory in the Lord with him. Because I know he's expecting the Lord any moment. He's writing of the signs and the times and the types and the shadows. They're all about us. Jesus is about ready to come. And the greatest reality that I have is I've got a fluttering in my heart. Oh God, I'm starting to get lighter and lighter. I'm ready to just bust out of here. And you know what? By the grace of God, I don't want it to be any short of six wings and full of eyes. And I'm going to bust into glory. And I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus, that I really believed what you said. It was your finished work of grace. Praise be to God that I could come into the presence of you knowing that, Lord, you finished it. And praise God, you finished it with the ultimate joy. Oh, my. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful that He can excite me. I'm thankful that there isn't, truly, there isn't a bone in this body. There isn't a hair that's not just standing up in glory for Him right now. Oh, I feel so good in Jesus. And brothers and sisters, we have it. We have this. That provision's been made. Yep. That work, He's performed it. It's done. All He said is, let's lay hold. I've done it. I finished it. The victory we sang about early this morning, it's victory in Jesus. But are we willing to settle down in marriage? Are we willing to settle down in that? Oh, yes. I believe there's a tugging. I believe that there's a pulling today. And He's drawn us so mightily in. Patiently abiding, brothers and sisters. Spiritually uniting. Spiritually. Like I said, this ain't just some hold hand in camp. Uh-uh. Oh, no. The Spirit. By my Spirit. This doesn't happen by flesh. Oh, it would put a damper on the whole thing. By my Spirit. And to that I say, even so. Even so. Come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, dear God. Praise you that we fellowship with you. I am is here. Who do you say that you are, that I am? Oh, I am. Thank you, Jesus, that you're here. Oh, I thrill. Praise God. We thrill. Lord, thank you for being so faithful to us this morning. Glory to God. We are just so grateful that you're again, your undying love just pours out to us each and every moment. Help us to be a people aware of this love. Help every life here to realize that God, you're speaking to them this day. Don't go out of here without getting what you want to give each and every one of us. That full and overflowing cup, God. Thank you for that life, that it's here to be an ever-increasing wineskin. Now, Lord, we're going to fellowship this day, if you tarry in the basement, to have a luncheon here with the brothers and sisters. God be in it. God, we just thank you for the wonderful opportunity that you've laid this food before it. Nourish our bodies with it. Just allow us to glorify you and to magnify you in our lives. Lord, a special blessing of love and encouragement, and a special blessing of your Holy Spirit upon the camp, upon each and every song and speaker, every attendee, dear God, that you would work so mightily, showing yourself mighty as you do in each and every individual. Lord, thank you for this day. As we come and take the Lord's Supper, let us do this in remembrance of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.